This little bit, sort of in news a lot now, environmental, corporate social responsibility. We, about a year ago, sort of went into a thing called we called Change Your Life, which is was to sort of get involved in sort of helping in third world countries. Any sort of company and corporate these days gets inundated with sort of requests, and there's so many good local charities as well. But we thought as a company that, you know, when you start going through Africa and places like that, and some places in Asia where you really see people in total poverty, then we thought as a company, let's, rather than just do little bits and pieces and give to this charity, that charity, we're a global company, let's put our funds together and actually really try and make a difference. Up to this stage, we've had, this is where the staff actually donate money. Friends and shareholders can too as well. And the company matches dollar for dollar. In 1 year, we've raised over $1.2 million, which is not a bad target. They're the sort of things we're doing, a mobile clinic in Ethiopia. We're doing a forestation program in Chad. There's the computer project we've been doing for about 5 to 10 years now in Sri Lanka, which has been absolutely brilliant. We had the guys over here about a month ago, and to the staff, and it's just amazing with our little money what they've achieved. And we're doing one in Laos. And the really exciting thing that we're all pretty excited about at the moment, we've got a bicycle challenge where we've got 25 staff from all around the world with Computershare, where they have to raise $5,000 each, and they all cycle through Laos and they finish up at the project we're doing, which is really exciting, and the whole company is getting excited about it, and there's fundraisers going everywhere. But, you know, that's where companies have got to realise that, you know, doing these things is good for charity, but it's also good for the companies and how staff feel about it. The other one is the environment, and I've been in the UK a lot, and it's, you know, our Prime Minister doesn't think there's anything such as global warming, but you'll realise one day. But when you go to the UK and that, it's just so high on the priority. Every government department every party is really putting a lot of money into it, and we will have carbon trading very soon, and in Australia we might. But it's something that companies cannot ignore, nobody can ignore it. With the E-Tree initiative, which we started probably 3 or 4 years ago, it's been a huge success. In Australia, nearly every public company, and that's where you sign up, hopefully all of you, sign up if you've got internet access to E-Tree, which is companies, if shareholders sign up for electronic distribution, we actually plant a tree. And I think we're well over 1.5 million trees just in Australia. We've taken that to Canada, where the dominant who's in Canada? Hey, who do we use? Not sure, but one of the main ones. We use Landcare here as our partner. American Forest in America. As you can see there, we've had some great major companies like Coke, McDonald's. We're doing something with Walmart now, big major clients. And we're just relaunching in the UK. But it's getting, E-Tree is becoming, again, a global sort of brand name, which Computershare actually started, and you've got to feel pretty proud about that. Right, a couple of highlights. Equiservice, obviously, we've been over it a lot and results and that, but again, Penn and the team, we've learned a lot from when we first did our first major acquisition in the UK with RBS. We've learned a lot since then, and we're pretty good at it now, and Equiserve, I'm sure we'll find areas to improve in the next one when Penn goes and does that. All right. Penn keeps saying every 2 years he's going to resign, but he's not going to. But it really has been brilliant. It's exceeded our expectations, but we're getting extremely good at it, and we sort of amaze ourselves at times at what we have achieved. And we're sometimes a little bit too critical of ourselves, but when we look at some of these other companies we actually deal with, it's quite amazing. I just wonder how they ever operate, because we get frustrated ourselves in Computershare about not working globally and not sharing ideas, but you get to work with some of these companies that we do, and they just don't talk to each other. So, but Equiserve has been brilliant. It's been the catalyst for the US resurgence, I suppose, because it's given us that credibility in the biggest market in the world, and everyone knows Computershare is here to stay. And it's quite funny when you go back about 4 years ago when we first bought Harris, and everyone's sending, I remember when I was over there, and Mellon, I think, sent a message to all our clients saying, here's Computershare, they don't even know which office they're going to, basically saying these guys will come in, they won't last for long, they'll be gone in a year's time. I can assure you they're not saying that now. The UK restructures, as I said, that's to me been a fantastic turnaround, and it just shows what can happen when you really get a lot of people focused. I'm extremely lucky to have some great managers in the UK, which most of the time they sort of run it. I pop over there every now and again and we all get together, but it's been a dramatic turnaround, and as I said before, it's something that I've really enjoyed personally. But it is a big market, and before we'd always have these things and say, oh, the UK market's so hard, you can't make money here. Well, it's a lot easier to make money in the UK than it is in Australia, I can tell you. US mutual fund growth, which I said, that has been incredible, and now we're the absolute dominant player there. There's a couple of major sort of what we call proxy reforms that may happen in the US, which we'll see both that business and the proxy solicitation business actually expand dramatically. So there's a really exciting thing there. Review of all business units, something that everyone talks about Computershare and the 50 or so acquisitions we've done. I think it's funny, we really haven't done one for 18 months, and that's by design, because we had so much going on with Equiserve, and Penny and IT team probably would have not talked to me if we bought anything else. Is that right, Carol? But it is really, we made a focus on looking at the operations we had, and we've had some really dramatic sort of operational achievements. We're really getting professional on that, and then see some of the real growth is in just increasing the underlying profit. We've also looked at all the business units we're in. We actually sold Markets Technology, a great business, but really was a lot better with OM, so we sold that. The analytics business as well, although it was a good business, it really was something that didn't fit totally naturally with Computershare. We sold it to Thompson's. I'm amazed that basically normally you do these things, and we did the announcement, strategic alliance and all that, but actually is working extremely well. Great company, Thompson's. They're one of our big clients in the US and Canada, but also the whole alliance, they're really into a lot of other spaces, so the cross-selling is working extremely well. So it was the best thing for the people in that, and the best thing for Computershare. We've actually sort of scaled down a bit on our fixed interest. So we're really, it's a couple of other little bits and of things we were doing that really just didn't fit, and we've really gone through to sort of make those things work. I'll just quickly go through this, but this is just sort of a lapse in time. That's where we started in Melbourne with 40 employees, and then we went to the rest of Australia, and you can just see that's, I think this is in about the right area order when we expanded down there to India, Hong Kong, and Russia. I think that's the last one, but just see the dramatic sort of, one more, Japan. Right, so that's, as you all know, where we are today, a really major company globally. Now for a little bit of fun, here we go here. Now, this is called Pick the Person. Now, who have we got here? I'd like people to stand up in the thing. Now, first here, over here, no, that's Gary Ryan, who was. Now, we think, Mouse, you can tell us when was this taken? Barb and I guessed about 88, but this was the board of directors then. That was Ken Milner, who actually started Computershare with me back in 78. Is that? Stand up there. Kenny. Nikki, stand up. Michelle hasn't changed a bit. The guy down, I don't know who the guy down the front there, Mr. Wales. The next one. That was our second building, just around the corner here in Nicholson Street, when Computershare really first branched out. That would have been, 82 or something like that. And this obviously is where we are here, and plus there's a lot more of those all around the world. So, and you, people can really notice, you'll see the little Pac-Man, so we've changed our sign since then. This one's a classic, remember this one. It's a pity Freddie's not here, is he? This is Freddie Camilleri, who is still a great guy that worked for us for many years in operations, and his son still works for us, I think, yes. But that was our computer room around the corner there, so very organised. We knew where everything was. Not a problem. If any of our clients had seen that, they would have. We never showed them this bit. And then you look at this one, which is a picture of our computer room in Canton, which is unbelievable, and you just don't get the size, but it would be about 100 times bigger than that. And these are all the servers and computers, and it's got huge generators and everything else. So that's just one of our computer rooms. You'd like one of them, wouldn't you, Martin? The others around the world are not quite so big, but it's just sort of an indication. That's, what do they call it, Category 1 site where, yeah, bombs and everything can go off there and nothing happens. Obviously, the growth in the just to show you, in the revenue growth, the EBITDA growth, which Danny went over. Now, here's the one here. Now, this is the sort of handball. Now, we're very hopeful, as you can tell. Stuart does barrack for the wrong football team, which is Geelong, which always usually fail. But we're hoping that Stuart does not drop the ball. and that's me handballing the CPU ball to Stuart. Now, this one, which is, as Sandy mentioned, I once said the only thing that's worse than an upgrade is a downgrade, but it's a nice way to go out, really. I also promised Darren that I wouldn't have a go at analysts, so I'm not going to, because they're lovely people. Probably defend them a little bit, because Computershare is not the easiest company to actually work up. What we're very good, we've got a lot of annuity income. We're pretty good at saying we're going to make this much. Things that can happen, we just really can't gauge for them. We don't know what M&A activity or anything else is going to be. So in their defence a bit, we really can't gauge what the market activity is, but we're pretty good at the bottom line. But it's, as I said, the results are not just one thing, which is the really pleasing part of what's happening. It's not just one division. Like last year, we had the US going well, UK was terrible, Australia was just sort of average. This time is sort of the first time. It's not going to happen for everywhere. And any analyst out there that says, because we said, I think we've sort of doubled our, for the first 4 months, it's double what it was the last year, first 4 months, and if they just say they're going to double everything, that would be very wrong. I mean, there's a lot of things that sort of go into that. One of the things is obviously the first 4 months of last year is before we started making any changes in the UK, so that'll have a big influence on it. The other little thing I'll just point out is that if you look at a lot of analyst reports, they all talk about the growth of the Computershare. I think, and you know, it's all by acquisition. If you look at the last 18 months, we actually haven't done an acquisition, and we've had a dramatic rise. The mutual fund, we didn't make any purchases there. Our bottom line for the operational sides, our profit margin all went up. So, you know, to sort of say Computershare is just stuck here until we get the next big acquisition is really not right. There's still a lot of internal growth. It's the first time we've probably seen a lot of organic growth in Computershare because we're actually getting our act together. And I think that's finished, and I thank you all for listening to me and persevering, and hand back to the chairman. Thank you.